What about the issue of PI3 kinase inhibition in CLL, specifically alpelisib, and I know there are other agents being looked at?
I don't know what's going to happen with those drugs. There's the TGR drug as well, which appears to be maybe less toxic, but I don't know how much data there is specifically in CLL. That drug is being looked at in follicular, TGR-1202.
What has been seen, first of all, in terms of efficacy, particularly with alpelisib? Do you ever use it in CLL? And globally, what's your take on the tolerability issues?
So I think in older patients, it actually may be a better drug than in younger patients, because there's data from Jennifer Brown, and one of our fellows wrote up. She had an upfront study where they started alpelisib and then ofatumumab was added. And very early during therapy, people developed significant hepatitis, transaminitis, and it was immune mediated. So the thought is that patients who are mutated may be more likely to get this, and people who are younger and have a more intact immune system. So I have used it in older patients who are anticoagulated. And I think in the short term, it's actually quite well tolerated in that group of patients, but you got to watch for CMV. You got to prophylax them. And then if they get the colitis, which is typically delayed, or pneumonitis, then you're going to have to take them off study. So I'm worried about that class of drugs because of the toxicity. And I don't know whether, you know, some of the more specific ones or more potent ones, I think we'll have to see what happens with that field, because clearly it's a target that works. But
what about CAR T-cell therapy? Is that at a point where you ever think about that, you know, in the patients that you're managing in terms of, you know, a realistic option for them?
So I haven't sent anybody for CAR T with CLL just because we have so many good options. And I think most of the CAR T cell studies that we've been working on have been in aggressive lymphoma and now follicular and mantle cell lymphoma. So I think because we still have allogeneic transplant for those diseases, and that tends to be, you know, a fairly effective modality, I'm not sure where the CAR T cell, I haven't seen as many studies out there for CLL. It seems like it's really focused on DLBCL and mantle cell.